Hello.
Hey David, Forrest again. How are you?
Oh, it's not working.
I'm sorry?
It's okay. Okay. I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. How'd your meeting go earlier?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. So you had reached out to us on the internet about your property on Third Street, and you spoke Assistant Sid yesterday, and I'd like to continue the conversation and see if we can't make a deal that makes sense for you. Is that okay?
Okay.
So, what kind of time frame are you looking to get rid of this property?
Today,
Okay.
if you're being honest about it, I'm not desperate, but I somebody come up today with the amount of money, I'm gonna let it go. It's a
Right.
nice house. You can build 4 houses on that land. I was to build. I got plans. I got drawings of 3 houses. I stripped those tall houses, 3 floors. If you want those, I can sell you those too. My brother was a contractor, and he's got he went on to be the guy. But I was gonna do that too. But the house, the garage is. I share with people. They ask me why. I said the garage alone to build that garage cost you $50,000. How much the garage? He's a contractor. How much the garage cost to build? $50,000 or more for that garage. It's got double bays in there, double sides, two doors in. And I tell folks the house and the yard size, the house is worth a little bit of what I'm selling for, or what they make me offer, a good offer for it. And if they're really interested in it, I'm ready to let it go now.
Okay. And what are you looking for in a deal that makes sense for you?
175, that's the deal that makes sense for me, really.
Okay.
But I can go to 170 and call it a day. But and that you see that piece of it's a nice piece of land. And if I'm not mistaken, some of my land, you see that big tree, that tall tree is on the other side of the fence? My
Yeah.
yard, my property goes beyond that, behind that big tree. The fence inside of it, but it's outside the fence, but my property go that far. So it's 165 by 65 by, oh, I forgot. You got this paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, so it's beyond that, so.
Okay.
So, but you can think over till 12 o'clock and call me back. Don't make no move unless you think on
Well,
talk
what
to
I
me.
need to, we're talking, that kind of pricing. I don't want to, tell you that I can do it and then not be able to. So I would have to definitely get inside of it and take a look at it,
Okay.
to be able to, write an offer that makes sense for you like
When
that.
you get tired of
When can I?
I probably can get over there by 1, because I'm not far from it. 1 o'clock. Because I'm at church doing some church stuff right now. Yeah, that's my livelihood, not the houses.
No, from what Sid was sharing with me, you've been a landlord your whole life, huh?
No, I never wanted. I never, I had houses. And I didn't want. Only person that ever lived in my house, I had my granddaughter.
Okay.
And the house she live in now is mine. She don't pay me money. She was in college. I had the damn buildings downtown. I didn't land. I had college kids in those buildings, throwing into their lives. They didn't pay me no rent. At least apartment building. And I didn't go in real estate to buy, make money. Really, for kids, you young people. They encourage them, and we have them provide them a place to stay. My granddaughter, the same way. And then everybody friends, the neighbors at BCU, so they need a place. And my houses, I had one lady to move in, and I didn't move in. She bucked, wow, move on in. She liked the house back then. I couldn't get out when she got in. She actually stayed for, because she had some going hard times. And I said, just to have somebody moving in the house. And I couldn't get out once I got in. So, because it was a nice house. And so, the people, I have people jumping and want to move in it now. I got a lady, a preacher buddy, my office. So I get a lot of offers for that property. But at this season right now, I tell folks it's a nice piece of property. And I'm not desperate to sell it, but if somebody buys and I want to see that vision when they finish, I'll sell it. If you work out something with me on the price, I'll sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my reason. I want to see somebody else go on and see what they do with it. See what I'm after. I got, like I said, to me, it's a nice country house. The front porch, I got a lot of stuff on that porch. I put the ledges around the trees around the porch because a dog was coming up one time next door. The guy has those great big dogs, those short dogs with big face.
Mm-hmm.
And come out there when I'm working on the yard cutting the grass. I got a fence around it for me because I got tired running from the dog. He's gone now. He had four of those little guys. They weren't little guys. They were big. Head was bigger than my head. His head was bigger than my head. But he don't have any. So that's right. The only reason it's expensive. But deterrent, you know, like anything, you buy something, you buy a house, you want to be a deterrent. You got a system on. I got a system to go all on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I want to have it. I got people, neighbor across the street, everybody in the block look out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to know you, everybody try to look out for it. That's something to carry. I give them groceries and stuff because I'm from the church. I give them stuff, and people look out for me. And it's that type of neighborhood. People like it. People like the house. And everybody, the people that are in the neighborhood been there a while. That gentleman on the corner been there, 60 years. It was the brick house. Another one lady, she rented that house, but she been there a long time. And the other guy just bought that house next door to my other side of my house. So people saying, and the girl and the young lady on the corner bought that other house. She said she bought that recently. And she paid good money for that house. That's what you wanted. So people buy it. It's got good. It's got people that can look out for you. So,
right.
Yeah, you got eyes and ears. And anytime you got real estate, you better have some eyes and ears around because that's the people that would like to tear up everything you got. So.
Hey, David, this afternoon is really tight for me. I've got a property I'm trying to take to market tomorrow. I got to go look at the staging.
Okay.
I can do it. Can we do it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, what's tomorrow morning? Yeah, okay. That's my Wednesday Bible study day. But call me this evening.
What time is your Bible study?
My Bible study, I'll be studying that time. That evening, really, that evening. But I can do
11 if it's more suitable.
Okay. Okay, tell you what. Call me back about 12, and I let you know definitely. I mean, 1 o'clock, I let you know definitely. Let me see.
1 o'clock this afternoon? Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Okay.